Greetings. I present to you SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. I am its Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
Thank you.
For today's spectral gaze across our majestic progressive soundscapes, we glimpse upon new musical planes, transfigured topographies, and figures foretelling us many-faced tales. Let us proceed right into our observations. Starting off the show with Sick Boss, the experimental jazz fusion band from Vancouver. Off their new self-titled debut album on Drip Audio, we heard Bad Buddhist, the album's second track. As I have listened to the whole album through, I found all of its pieces equally intriguing, strong, and unique, and therefore it's hard to choose which ones to feature. So I have been playing them in album order. King Bathmat are back, methodically. The Irish-English progressive rock metal band self-released a new album at the end of June, their first new album since 2013's Overcoming the Monster. It is called Dark Days, only available digitally on their Bandcamp page. Here is the Bandcamp album note provided with it. King Bathmat now consists of only John Bassett and drummer Bernie Smirnoff. Tracks on the album were initially conceived in 2016 as a two-piece side project. Drums were recorded in Hastings, UK, and the rest of the music recorded and produced in Ireland over the last few months, with John playing all of the other instruments and fulfilling vocal duties. We will now listen to the title track to Dark Days by King Bathmat.
as a princess, etiquette encoded, smile more, talk less, a tower of technology, your virginal eyes, hide your versatile mind at your virtual address. Like a metronome seeks the next beat. No more cursory commands from your unseen lord. Your enterprising drives will idle by no more. State your last demands from your programmed core. You'll tangle torn circuits, you'll take the motherboard. You always bet within. You're a gentle virus with a pixel grin. An escape design, spyware turned to ash. You're an error sign guiding the way to the great crash. Longing simply to be, ride the high frequencies. You're a random access elegy, a real mechanized beauty queen. You'd think you would know how it feels to be cold. Was there a for the world.
We here at SMK have been listening through Dream Aria's new self-titled fourth album, On the Other Side, over the past few months since its spring release. We are over halfway through hearing the entire album, only a few more tracks to go, but there is still much virtuosic, textural bending that Dream Aria has in store for us. We just finished listening to their song, Uninvited Guest. The former song was by a new, unique alternative pop duo from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Bicycle Face features second cousins once removed, Ava Glendinning and Theresa Thordarson. They produce instrumentally intimate and melodically powerful music, resonating through electric guitars, synthesizers, solo and harmonic vocals, and idiosyncratic lyrics. In our listening of Virus off their self-titled debut EP, they tell us a story of a computer virus's intent on world domination. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, 2 out of 5 albums. Their claim is actually becoming a possible reality. Murder of the Universe is the second album for King Gizzard for 2017, released in late June on Flightless and ATO Records, just after Flying Microtonal Banana in February. Taking a rest from microtonal tuning for now, the Australian Psych Prog Ensemble veer themselves back into equal temperament with 3 extended conceptual stories of primal distortion, fantastical mystique, and futuristic disgust, all of which are told through spoken word narratives. Quite distinct in lyrical tone from Flying Microtonal Banana, but still features that King Gizzard tonality. From the 3 stories, we will listen to Chapter 2, The Lord of Lightning vs. Balrog, my personal favorite, narrated by fellow Flightless Records artist, Leah Sr. If you listen closely, you will hear motifs from Nanogon Infinity.
I've been keeping a story true and genuine, and I have not the candid heart to keep its burden clandestine. For its gravity is as weighty as a mountain capped in snow, and its memory repeats inside of me, ostinato. And every time I think of the poor lot, I recall the fear of on their faces and the doomed fate of them all. I saw death become of light and life become of fire. I saw it from my hiding place within the quagmire. I bringeth forth the drama, unabridged and unignored, the battle of the Balrog and the mighty lightning.
Lord of lightning shift his gaze, points his strong finger.
endeavor to watch the panic, but I worry that I will faint.
Floating fire, golden wire, silver trails, flashing spire. Guns are cracking, bombs are smacking, candle tails, whips are lashing. Lord of lightning's closer now.
From the Lord's electric snare, one goes in his electric chair. Electric cyanide. The luckless hostage has been thoroughly fried. With open-crusted eyes, the smoking corpse began to twitch at my great surprise. Then the figure sprung up, and at once it caught a light, and the creature known as Balrog was born that very night. Is not the lightning lord, he's fixed on us as him ignored. Bravery to sneak a glimpse at its expression, and beyond the flames, a searing smirk at our present depression. I fear that God's a chef, and he's thrown us into a great pot. He is here, fully formed, and glowing red and lapis hot.
Heated madness comes to gouge the heart from us. Blazing lilac reaching on the earth. Eclipse, I don't want to submit to his awful touch. You see me running. Have you heard the memories?
Laid out is the burnt path his faith, and so the damned remaining lot knelt before the red behemoth. And as they prepared for afterlife, there appeared the endemic monstrosity. The lightning lord was back and charged the Balrog with animosity. Furious, he pummeled his breast, and a blaze alit the heavens. The stage was set for war, and to the Balrog, the Lord's finger beckoned. The acrid Balrog corpse smoulders just like it began. Its crimson-orange light melts into the setting sun, and leaving us not without a final clap of light, the lightning lord escapes as day fades into moonless night.
You are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. Keith, the Son of Sun, by Rickard Sjöblom's Gungfly, from the new album, On Her Journey to the Sun, on Inside Out Music. Quite a cathartic instrumental piece, which seems to mold rhythm and blues, jazz fusion, and classical music together. To me, at least, it sounds sexy. I know of one prog artist, Nad Sylvan, who has stated that he himself is trying to make progressive rock sexy. I should feature him soon. During my last live show before the summer, show 29, Dressed in Carousel Lights, Suit of Lights giveaway, which, FYI, is still active if anyone would still like to win some music, I was visited in the on-air studio by a special guest during an observation set. It was Luyos MC, Mary Carroll, Guelph's own Kulin Tang artist. She was in the CFRU station when I was on air and introduced herself and her music to me. Through SMK, I am always interested in featuring and providing airtime to alternative styles of music that would otherwise have none. So here is a special feature of World Fusion from a Guelph artist. Luyos MC, entrancing experimental music using primarily Kulin Tang ensemble instruments. Heartbeat rhythms of words. Electric soundscapes. There is much to discuss about Luyos MC's music, but I will leave that for next week. Generously provided by Luyos MC herself, we will listen to the piece, Resilient Grandmothers, inviting Boe B to Chanan 10 Territory version, by Carl M. Carroll, a collaboration between Luyos MC and Carl Skeen. The following is the piece's Bandcamp description. This is their experimental, introspective mold of Kulin Tang and Gandan Gan instruments and electronic vibrations, dedicated to Luyos MC's dear Apu Liling, who passed away in recent years, as well as to the beyond inspirational truth-bearer Boe B. This piece accompanied Luyos MC's spoken word piece, A Tongue for Apu, in a 2016 performance.
Sobra da kamis namis. Amistaka kaulan ampong uman.
Empress Ruth's mama, if it were to dismantle, we wouldn't have to be occupied.
I keep you as safe as possible and in your element.
Tu t'éteins sur moi. imposais-tu tout ce que tu veux? Accroche-toi, je suis de ceux qui se déprennent.
We welcome back Japanese experimental toy music artist Moku Midori with the piece Sign from her self-titled debut album on Do Fall Records. As mentioned previously upon her previous features, Moku Midori's debut album is in fact a picture storybook in motion of a distorted, whimsical child's fantasy and a child's journey through it. After Moku Midori, we also welcomed back new musical feature Catherine Leduc with her song Anti-Coast from her new album off of Gross Boet, Un Bois de Distance avec le Soleil. What a great opportunity to finally feature this well-known alternative art rock band on SMK, and for them to bring our sights to the top of the hour. Radiohead from Abingdon, Oxfordshire, England. They achieved international success with their third album, OK Computer, in 1997, which itself is said to be a landmark 1990s album. This album has now been remastered and reissued for its 20th anniversary under the name OK Computer, OK Not OK, 1997-2017. With this reissue, a bonus disc is provided with B-side songs and previously unreleased tracks. One such unreleased track, Man of War, a grand Radiohead treasure shut to the world until now, we shall hear.